the very term world economy first appeared in the writings of an English economist with the name of Marshall, I forgot his first name, in the year 1879. That's an important year in the history of mankind because it marks the beginning of a new epoch under the spiritual guidance of Michael, the archangel of freedom, but also of cosmopolitanism, which is something that has many faces, and one is that precisely all economic matters have to be directed from this time on in a universal, truly global, cosmopolitan sense. And this sounds very easy, but the reality today is, of course, very, very difficult to handle. Think of the great energy problem that is, so to speak, imposed artificially on whole continents. So we have a real big energy problem at the root of a world economic order, which does not really fully exist. The world economy that should be established, and of course Rudolf Steiner had his ideas about this as well, and Ian Dunlop, I'm going to portray a little bit closer later, knew that very well. These world economic order is part of the threefold order, and it is the part that refers to the human needs on the level of the physical body, nourishment, keep the body going, warmth, safety, shelter, etc., etc. And there is one big ideal that should govern every activity that is economic, world economic, and this is the ideal of all human beings are brothers. And maybe we need in this year, 1923, 100 years after the beginning of these wonderful great perspectives, some solid catastrophes in order to stop the madness of the present systems. Monetary, about which, of course, Catherine Austin Fitz, his expert, and others. There is a new beginning. And I think it is good to see that this new beginning has also already been laid a seed for 100 years back.